News. Entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair
and Dave.
Thank you. And also joining us, Dave, because it is Thursday, is Gordon Keith.
Yes, and I thought I was going to get preempted today because of the draft.
Well, no, we decided we needed the rant more than ever.
Rant is fun, and we need fun on draft and Stars Day.
In these times, the rant is important.
It is.
These are very difficult times.
Thank you.
We begin E! News with the bombshell of newly released photos of Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini.
Bro.
So, of course, they were caught canoodling in Sedona last month, and that got her fired or made her resign from The Athletic, and it has made Mike Vrabel confess his crimes to his family and his fans and the organization.
God, baby, I love you.
And to the point that he says that he is going to start family counseling this weekend and skip day three of the draft.
Okay, did he know that these photos were about to drop?
I don't know.
Before, this is the preemptive counseling.
I bet you he had some idea.
I bet
idea.
You he knew. They asked for comment or whatever. And
probably,
like, oh,
yeah. So
no.
This is the New York Post, page 6.
Oh, God, baby. I didn't even bang her that hard.
They got some photos.
That is not a defense.
From a source.
I barely banged her, baby.
Of the two of them at a bar in 2020, 6 years ago.
Boy, on like COVID day, too.
Yeah, like right when COVID started, right when lockdowns were becoming a thing. But they were in a dark bar in Manhattan called Tribeca Tavern. And one of the photos, they're kissing. Another one shows Vrabel with his wedding ring on with his hand on her thigh.
Baby, I don't believe in no COVID.
And
we should bang just to see.
The source who provided the photo said they were kissing and were all over each other.
Now, is that beyond canoodling?
And so at the time that these were taken, Vrabel was married to his wife, and he was also coach of the Titans at that time. Rossini was not yet married. She married her husband 6 months after these photos were taken.
Oh, okay, so she's clear.
Yeah.
Also, I think that was like...
They probably weren't even dating yet.
That was like 3 days before she broke a big Titan story about their lack of interest in Tom Brady and were pivoting to Ryan Tannehill.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
3 days?
Yeah.
It's just coincidence. It's just a person doing their job.
It's just pillow talk.
And by the way, looking back at that move... Ryan Tannehill for Tom Brady?
We're not interested in Brady. We got this Tannehill guy.
He had a nice career, guys. Get off him.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Aggie Bob.
I'm looking at the pictures of them in that New York bar from 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Hot?
Well, I mean, it's clearly not what you would see between Jerry Jones and Tim Callishaw.
Or Clarence.
I
mean,
I don't really know that this looks so professional.
Yeah, so if you showed that to your wife and said, this is just me hanging out with a work associate, she would say, oh, yeah, it looks totally innocent.
You didn't bang that hard, baby.
Do you think he gets...
It was nothing.
Do you think he gets to go to the first 2 days of the draft now, or does he have to get the...
And now he's got to go
now
in...
Maybe she... I mean... I don't know. Maybe they did have a professional relationship, and he just gave her the tip about, you know, Tom Brady.
Just the tip?
Just the tip.
Also, Gordon, what do you think about her firstborn's name being Mike?
Born after this.
Yes.
Yeah. I say...
I mean, it's a common name.
Well, and I say in the Italian community, that's, you know, you line up 20 kids and throw a rock and 17 of them are named Mike.
Why are you trying to throw rocks at Italian children?
So they can learn their lesson?
Yeah. And then the other one's named Vinny.
Right. Vinny, and 17 Mikes.
But her tweet was, I keep looking at my almost, this is August of 21. I keep looking at my almost 4-day-old son, Michael, while trying to figure out who are the best Michaels to ever play or coach in the NFL.
Why is she wondering about that? While looking at a newborn.
She tweeted it, not me.
Could it be Vrabel's baby?
Yeah, I wonder.
So did Diana Rossini come out and say that these New York City bar photos were completely misleading because it didn't show the six other people?
She was there on a girl's trip with three other women.
Well, she has no job to try to save right now, so maybe she won't make a statement on this one.
She ought to embrace it. You know, if you're just bold and just act, you know, in a shocking way that goes against convention, then I think people find that refreshing, and we all like people who just go against the grain.
What if she said, you know what? Yeah, we had an attraction and it got out of hand, and man, I feel terrible and I'm sorry.
Sometimes canoodling can lead to necking.
Right. Like if you own it.
And that leads to soaking.
If you own it, then there's nothing really to say once you own it, although.
Perhaps petting or heavy petting.
Although in her.
What is Bob doing?
We don't know.
It's creepy, whatever it is.
Reading terms from our dumb school handbook about things that were forbidden. I remember they had to point out sometimes petting is heavy petting.
Yeah, they did.
Also prohibited.
So weird.
What about petting compared to regular petting?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where does petting turn into heavy petting?
Yeah.
I never ever found out yet. I'm hoping someone will show me something.
I think heavy petting is just where the petting occurs.
You mean like if it's below the belt, then it's heavy petting?
If it's in the bathing suit area, then it's heavy petting.
In the no-no square.
The what?
The no-no square.
Is that what you call the female place?
I believe you.
Okay, what about the... What about this? What about the people that have been hanging on to these photos for 6 years? Who are they?
Yeah. Who are they that recognize... Geniuses? That's Mike Vrabel.
But...
Not just some lummox in a bar. That's Mike Vrabel.
Again, no, but you do it, and you're just... You sit on them.
Yeah, they had a whole camera roll, like a reel of these photos.
And then what would lead you... Money?
Yeah. I'm sure they sold them.
To just be like, you really want the story here?
Okay, I got to get to the... The thing that I teased, he is creepier than we thought. He being Russell Brand. So he's been charged with rape, indecent assault, and sexual assault by six different women now.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. And so, but he recently appeared on the Megyn Kelly show to talk about a news report in the United Kingdom about his relationship with a 16-year-old girl.
She does that. I'm all about that breeze, about that breeze.
That's a different Megan, actually.
That's Megan Trainor, not Megan Kelly. And so he says in his interview with Megan Kelly, he says, the plain fact of it is that in Europe and in the United Kingdom, the age of consent is 16. And I did sleep with a 16-year-old when I was 30, mark that. But when I was 30, I was a very different person. I was a lot younger. I was an immature 30-year-old.
Well, this sounds like Gordon with Norv.
Yeah. He says, I think it is exploitive. I recognize that my sexual conduct in the past was selfish, and I did not apply enough consideration, barely any, I suppose, to how sex was affecting other people. So,
so that's what you would want someone to apologize like, right?
Yeah, it's a non-apology apology. And so...
is it?
The woman, she's now an adult, obviously, but the woman that was 16 at the time, she has done an investigation or investigative interview with the Sunday Times and BBC in the UK, the network BBC.
Okay.
And... She says that she was in an emotionally abusive, controlling relationship with Russell Brand for about 3 months, that she met him when she was out shopping, and that he took an immediate interest in her, and he asked her to confirm she was at least 16 while they were out on their first date. And she says at the start of the relationship, he was very charming and attentive and would leave her long messages that made her feel giddy and special.
16?
But that he was aroused by the fact that she was a virgin, and he would call her his baby and cradle her in his arms like a child and stroke her hair. Ew. And she said his grooming behavior included the fact that he would refer to her as the child. And that at one point she forced him or forced himself onto her and made her perform a great act of admiration against her will.
God, DJ.
She says, I was choking and I couldn't breathe. I punched him really hard in the stomach to get him off of me. And she was lying in the bed crying. And he said, oh, I only wanted to see your mascara run anyway. And then he got on top of her, held her mouth open, and drooled inside her mouth and made her swallow it.
Okay,
gross. Okay, so why is he doing Megyn Kelly?
High school girls,
has he done like a turn...
I think he is a conservative celebrity in the UK. Yes.
How?
COVID.
Yeah, well, I think it did kind of start with COVID.
For real?
And then I know he was friends with Tucker Carlson for a while, I think, and
then he started shooting.
And he also became religious.
But they knew about all this. This has been going on for years.
Yeah.
Are they aware of all this? Or like
Yeah, Ooh. Maybe not.
That world embraced him when they enjoyed a celebrity acting on their behalf and then are now distancing because they find he has some fairly troubling things.
Questionable
going
morals,
on.
If you
he's,
will.
He's problematic or, when I mean, it comes to the no-no box.
The he no-no also, square.
No-no square.
Big
definitely
difference.
Definitely don't square. Call it that.
Right. But he also, you know, has... forgiveness. He has the forgiveness doctrine that he can work with here.
It's true.
That's true.
Not incompatible for them to
always a fallback.
Accept him and forgive him.
Like who amongst us?
Is
you know?
He? Does he do movies and stuff anymore? Or
he
is
has,
he
has no career at this point.
Yeah. So he's Kevin.
No,
Spacey.
I think he actually has a pretty successful podcast, YouTube.
No way.
Not empire, but you know what I'm saying. Like he. That's
who,
the kind of doesn't? Work he does.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
All right, coming up next.
Oh, by the way.
Coming up next.
By the way, there's a video emanating now of Diana Russini interviewing Mike Vrabel on TV and asking him, so I hear your wife's a great athlete. Is there like anything that she could beat you at right now? And he's like, oh, yeah, she's a good athlete, all right. Anyway, enough about this athlete stuff. Take your shirt off.
Oh, no.
I don't feel like you're reporting accurately.
Yeah, I have a feeling like you just had one single fact about them.
And then you fabricated
and then
everything
you improv
else.
The rest.
Everything just turns into Dawson.
All right, we need to update Gordon next on what Elizabeth Smart is up to.
The ticket.
It's 5:20.
Banana boat.
It's the hard line. It's Thursday, of course. That means it is the rant revival in your ears, starring Gen X Davey, his friend Corby Davidson, and their friend could have done it a little better. Brought to you by
American Leak Detection and Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
All right. Here he is.
And with us once again is Gordon. And
Gordon.
I know that Elizabeth Smart has come up many times over the course of your show in the mornings.
Yes, George has a slight obsession with the case, I'd say.
So she was kidnapped from her bedroom in Salt Lake City in 2002.
Allegedly.
And was held prisoner for 9 months when she was just 14.
Next door to her.
Yeah. Well, horrible story.
A couple miles away, but not
like out in the woods.
Not very far.
Just very close.
Out in the woods back behind her house.
She is now 38, and she is embarking, and she's a mother of three, and she's a very outspoken advocate for victims' rights. And all of that, but she has embarked on a new career. She on her Instagram posted a carousel of pictures of herself from a recent bodybuilding competition, posing in a bikini and heels, flexing her muscles.
Doggone.
Hey now.
And so she explained that bodybuilding has been a positive experience both physically and mentally for her. She says, this was a big challenge. It was hard and it pushed me, challenged me not to give up. I'm so proud of myself for doing this. I'm proud of my body and I want to celebrate it. And she says that this has really been kind of symbolic of her resilience as a person. She says, my body's carried me through every worst day, every hellish, grueling experience. It's created and nurtured three beautiful children. My body has risen to every single challenge life has presented it with and carried me through, so I refuse to be ashamed of it.
So I'm looking at photos that, as a journalist, to comment on the story. And she's standing next to other bodybuilders. I don't know if you guys saw this photo of her next to the other contestants in the bodybuilding competition.
Where she's like taller than all the rest of them?
Yeah, how tall is she? She looks like she's 6'3". And I'm not, I'm literally just wondering. It has nothing to do with judgment. She just looks super tall.
Why are you judging her to be 6'3"?
I just said I'm not judging. Oh.
She's 5'6". So those other girls must be 5 foot tall.
4 feet tall.
It's a very specific height you said she looked like, though. That's what I'd like to narrow in on. Like, how does somebody look like they're 6'3"?
Yeah, I don't know. It is weird.
As opposed to 6'2" or 6'4".
Yes.
So here's another question I have. Not being very hip on the world of women's bodybuilding.
Okay.
Do they have to wear high heels?
No, that's just to try and
show
look
the tone
a little,
of your legs, muscles.
Try to look a little feminine.
But I mean, they're wearing bikinis, Dave.
Well, you gotta see the muscles.
Feminine enough? Well, can't you wear just flats?
But she does. She looks great. Like, whether she was kidnapped or not, she looks great.
wait, what?
What the heck is that?
I don't understand.
You can't tell if somebody looks like they got kidnapped.
Is this the kidnap division?
were those other girls in the picture also kidnapped?
But here's the problem with that, though, Dave. And once again, we all support Elizabeth Smart and whatever she wants to do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like Corby's holding out on support.
I think she's awesome.
I think the problem with the bodybuilding,
I wish my wife
and
got
I think
kidnapped.
It goes for men as well as women, is they never... They go too far.
Take that back, Corby.
It's like body modification, you know, and it,
like they
it's
get like too
she
addicted
looks great
to it
right now because she's fit and toned and, you know, a beautiful human specimen of what you can do for your body to be healthy.
But then when she bulks up too much.
Yeah, then it just looks gross. And I think guys
in your
do
opinion,
this too, it just looks gross.
In
yeah,
your
hey,
opinion.
Why are you judging so much?
Well, because I was giving my opinion, and opinions without judgments are not opinions.
Well, who gets to say where you
Did
go
you just
from...
get me? I'm confused.
Who gets to say where you cross the border into gross?
Well, let me just say...
Each individual person?
If this is what kidnapped people look like...
Corey... Now, once again, you guys are... This is not a... This is not called the kidnapped body. This is the fitness body.
In your opinion.
Once again, yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Good for her, though. Is she doing OnlyFans?
Oh.
I. You know what? We're in no shape.
Lando, get on your account.
To cover a draft tonight.
Yeah, log in real quick, Lando.
Lando, who do you share OnlyFans with?
Oh, that's private.
Oh, it's it is?
It's just for Daddy.
Don't say that.
All right, one other thing that we need to get to in this rant segment, some more rant business.
Oh, you missed the part where she was competing against Wanda Barzee in the competition.
Who's Wanda Barzee? Is that another kidnapped person?
No, that was that creepy woman, that evil woman that was the girlfriend or wife of David Mitchell that took Elizabeth Smart.
Shut up.
Home.
You're doing...
Swear.
You're doing
you're
further...
Lying.
He absolutely is
okay.
lying.
Wait, how do you know her name?
Because he's a ghoul.
Wanda Barzee.
You guys didn't watch the documentary? It came out, I think, this year or last year on Elizabeth Smart on Netflix. It was really good.
Too depressing.
Gordon bought all the action figures of every person in the story.
Yeah, what was the guy's name?
Yeah, I had the Wanda Barzi X-Wing fighter, too.
Did it have a little robot, Elizabeth Smart, where R2-D2 goes?
Did you have their little stunt in a Hoth outfit?
Did you have their removable jetpack that Boba Fett had, too? What was the guy's name? Surely you know that.
Of course he does.
Go on.
The aforementioned David Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
The Mitchell Report.
He thought himself as a prophet. And that case was crazy, if you remember, because they, you know, of course, the family were suspects there for a while, as is kind of the form of these investigations. And then you always think that if someone is abducted, you know, chances are that there's not a good ending to it. And the fact that she turned up alive and was living kind of in plain sight around the town, wandering around, but just covered with full religious garb. That was crazy. It was a really fascinating case.
It's so creepy. Did they have their own kids, the captors?
No, they didn't.
And were they trying? Well, no, they weren't trying to.
She was taken as another wife for David Mitchell, the prophet.
Okay.
Yeah, because for some reason, prophets always have to have multiple wives. I guess to propagate the earth. I don't know.
Okay, I'm seeing his name as Brian Mitchell, the former.
Oh, well,
evil.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I had it wrong.
Definitely not the kick returner. Stop it.
Okay, I have another thing to get to. More rant business. So yes. The Onion says it has finally reached an agreement to take over InfoWars from Alex Jones, and this is supposed to help repay the $1 billion judgment that Alex Jones owes the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims.
Have they received one nickel?
I don't believe they have. And so the new InfoWars will operate as a digital platform, and it will be led by creative director Tim Heidecker of Tim and Eric, who will parody Alex Jones. And so Jones, on his show, he has said that he is going to keep doing his exact same show on a new website and will continue to fight the incredible corruption he has seen in this case against him. Uh-huh. There is a hearing set for next week in Travis County. And so today, I believe this was today, Alex Jones tweeted out, I guess, a clip of his show where he's talking about Tim Heidecker. And somebody sent him old clips of the Tim and Eric show.
Okay, by the way, in there, Jay, DJ, Lando, did you guys grow up with Tim and Eric? Like, that had to have been a part of your
absolutely.
It was definitely
comedy
around.
Adult Swim life,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I have a Tim poster hanging up in my room. It's signed.
No way.
So he tweets, he says, "Extreme viewer discretion advised. The man hired by The Onion to take over InfoWars produced pro-pedophile child torture and murder shows for Adult Swim. The Satan-obsessed Tim Heidecker has openly bragged that he is set to steal Alex Jones' job and that he plans to steal Alex Jones' identity in order to destroy the InfoWars brand."
Why didn't he just use me instead of using the third person?
So here is a clip. This is a little cobbled together, but this is a bit of what he had to say on his show.
"And I looked at these videos. They are highly disturbing. This aired on Adult Swim. I guess that's the Cartoon Network. With children in satanic diarrhea rituals. So I'm warning you before you this. This is children kidnapped, put on ships, tortured, burned to death, murdered for Satan. Now, you can take one look at these guys, deranged demons. You just look at them. They are demons. That is who's crawled up out of hell to do this. But imagine them announcing 2 days ago that they own InfoWars without even a court hearing, because they know the set hearing with the judge that ran the fake show trials against me in Texas, the George Soros-funded judge, Judge Gore Gamble, they know the outcome. So I'm sorry to have to air this type of filth. I'm sorry I wasn't even aware this stuff was on national TV years ago. Long before all the Epstein stuff came out, here they are many years ago."
Do you think he snores? What do you have to say there, Bob? Do you think he snores?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He definitely has EA Snorneck.
So wait, now that he's been pushed aside by the president 100%, and that'll never get back together.
Right.
Who's his audience?
I don't know.
Because it's not like the left is like, oh, thank God, Alex Jones. Like, he's the most repulsive human being we have, and surely he knows about that it's comedy and it's
he
not
has
satanic
no idea.
Diarrhea pedophile fix.
He has
what
no
did he
idea.
Say? Diarrhea.
Satanic diarrhea rituals. Okay, so here's him. Here's him getting into the Tim and Eric clip.
Be home by 11.
Long before all the Epstein stuff came out, here they are, many years ago. The very same people bragging and strutting around like little demonic roosters. Play clip A, child clown pedophile skits. Here it is.
Choosing Manhattan's Child Clown Outlet. Why not use our Child Clowns for your next party or special event?
It's a fact.
Our Child Clowns are washed and diapered daily. And no Child Clown comes without fake plastic doo-doo. My Child Clowns never take breaks. Now you can rent an adult adapter to bring that Child Clown up to a regular man's eye level. Our clowns are soft to the touch. They're soft to the touch. Did you make a mess of our Child Clowns? Bring them back dirty. We'll hose them off.
So insane. Do y'all remember that skit?
I don't remember that skit, but...
So...
I think he's a genius.
Child clowns.
Not for that, necessarily.
Disposable child clowns.
Do you remember...
That's Will Ferrell?
I don't know. Will Ferrell was involved, I think, in that particular episode, but...
I feel like it's him.
Do you remember Tim Heidecker on What We Do in the Shadows? He was the boss of that company in the last season that hired Guillermo, that all the vampires were kind of lurking around the office. And
he was
real broed out.
Yeah.
Like, that's Tim Heidecker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's great. He's so funny. All right,
we can look forward to him as Alex Jones.
Yes. All right, Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt you're twitching tonight because the draft.
No, we're not going to twitch tonight because it's a demonic draft that's going on in the NFL.
Demonic diarrhea.
Yeah, and the demonic draft has child clowns that you can hose off.
It's like the Hotel California. You can check out, but you can.
So yeah, no twitching tonight. In deference to the draft, it's a very solemn occasion tonight.
Indeed. All right, love you, buddy. Have a good evening.
Okay, love you guys. See ya.
See ya. There he goes, Gordon Keith and the rant every Thursday. All right, let's dive back in to said draft here in 3 minutes.
The ticket.
Darn it.